Turn from the cameos and look again at the picture of the Ara Pacis, the Altar of Peace, on the wall next to the heads of Augustus. This public display of an important sacrifice is significant because it shows whole families, fathers, mothers, and children. The birth rate among Romans was declining when Augustus came to power, so he proposed laws to reward couples who had many children. He made it a point to appear in public with his own children and grandchildren, as in this sculpture. Find a child with an adult in this sculpture, and in your notebook, describe the relationship you imagine between them. Listen to the music as you do so. In the age of Augustus, we see many similar portrayals of children and babies, as well as small animals and birds, flowers and vines. They are all going about the usual business of life, as made possible by the Pax Romana, the Roman peace established by Augustus. Find a charming sculpture of a child in the middle of this room. It is a bronze boy, number 97.22.25. He is dressed as a Camillus, that is, a special assistant to a priest conducting a sacrifice. This boy's family must have been so delighted that he had been chosen to be a Camillus that they ordered this bronze statue, not marble. Bronze was more valuable and it was more highly prized than marble. It was also easier to reproduce bronze statues from molds, like that of the headless man you passed back in Track 3. Unfortunately, relatively few bronze statues have survived from the ancient world, because the valuable metal was easily melted down for new statuary or for weapons. Read the little statue's label. How has the sculptor presented this child to make him appealing to his family and to us? List in your notebook two or three features of the statue that would have pleased the boy's parents, and say how old he seems to be. Spend a few more moments in this room examining other objects and other cases that hint at the luxury in which elite Romans lived. Silver cups and tableware, delicate glass cups and bowls, and jewelry. Augustus may have urged Romans to be restrained in lifestyle, but the many beautiful and expensive objects here tell the real story. Imagine that you are a Roman citizen furnishing your home. Find one object in this room that you especially like. Examine it carefully, read its label, and then pause this tour while you sketch it in your notebook. Then, say why you like it and how you might use it. Then, go on to Track 6.